lovers found. Wail on the Willie on the radio. Yeah, I'm strumming along and I'm raring to go. Oh, that's one hell of a band. Thank you, Texas, for bringing me home.
Chatting to Peter, who is performing at Alexander's Live on Sunday the 24th of October. Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually looking forward to this gig.
Why are you looking forward to it, this gig in particular? Go on, flatter us here in Chester.
I'm looking forward to it because I've never done it. And in my 25 years of performing, I've done quite a few venues, and this is always one that sort of escaped me. So I'm actually really looking forward to it, especially seeing as I'm no longer doing the Cavern Club this year. That's been moved till the spring of next year due to COVID issues. You know, so it's going to be lovely getting up to Chester.
Well, I've spoken to the boss there at Alexander's Live, and I said, look, I don't even live in Chester, but I know about the venue because it's so iconic. You know,
yes, it is.
You know, no doubt you know about it before you even get here to Chester, about the venue.
Oh, I do, you know, and that's why, I mean, it was actually, you know, I'll be completely honest about it, I actually reached out to them and said, any chance I could do your venue?
Oh, wow. So you're asking them to play there?
I was, yeah. No, I'll admit that. You know, I don't think it's a shameful thing to admit. It's a nice place to go, you know. And I've always wanted to, because whenever I've done anywhere sort of in the northwest, it's normally been pretty much just the Cavern Club, really, with, you know, a couple of theatres that I've done in the past. But it's mostly just the cavern, so I thought, I've got to do more places, and Alexander's was the first one on my lips.
Peter, what can we expect from your gig on Sunday the 24th, then, at Alexander's Live?
Lots of music. in general, just really lots of fun, really, because, I mean, obviously I do pretty much all my own originals, you know, which is Americana, country music, a couple of which I've had some little bits of success with, such as Thank You Texas, which did rather well during the pandemic, which I did not expect it to. It did well in the Heritage Charts, as well as the, was it the UK top 40 of the, what's it called again? The I'll look it up in just a moment. And it actually won me my first two awards in Texas, you know, for Original Song of the Year and also Best Vocalist. I thought, oh, that's nice. You know, so I will be doing things like that, and I will also be having a little chat about behind the songs, and hopefully having a good old laugh with everybody, because that's what I do like to do.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great gig anyway. Now, I just want to touch on the fact that you... are we allowed to say that you've had more success over in the States than the UK? That's not disrespectful to you, is it?
Well, no, it's more of a fact, really. I have, and I think a lot of the reason for that is, and I'm not saying this in a negative way at all, is that people tend to come and see me in the UK and they don't look at me. They look through me to see if they can see my dad. You know, and that's, again, that's not me saying that in a negative way, because I actually understand it. Because when somebody was, you know, as iconic and important to the British music industry as Dad was, you know, you tend to look for similarities. I do it when I look at Shooter Jennings to see if, you know, I can hear a little bit of wail on in his voice and things like that. And it's not fair, but we all kind of do it. It's just human nature. And on the other hand, I'm actually very proud of, you know, the legacy that Dad has left behind for me to enjoy, you know. So I do like it. If every now and again, just for a little special moment, I might chuck in, you know, Wailing Man Blues or Rock Hard and Mine, you know, just for a little thing, because I tell you what it is, it's lovely to see a couple of Dad's fans that might have come to my gigs and you see their faces light up.
It's nice to know that you are respectful of that. Due to the fact that you've had more success over in the States, have you never been tempted to go, do you know what, that's where all my music is doing well, I'm going to move over there?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I'm actually a Florida resident.
Oh, right. Right, okay.
I'm only over here in fits and starts, actually, because I can't be out of the US for more than 6 months.
I
was born in London only because Dad was doing Mr. Cinders in the West End, which was a kind of a flip on Cinderella, but, you know, as a male Cinderella, basically. I was born here because you know, just because of that. And we were actually living in Lake Tahoe, California at the time. And that's where I grew up as a child, and there mixed in with Florida and Spain. I did not grow up in the UK.
So let's talk about the music that you're going to play then on Alexander's Live. We're about to play one of your tracks anyway, which you'll tell us all about very, very soon. So if you were going to pigeonhole yourself as somebody who doesn't know you and what you play, give us a quick line of who, you know, what can they hear?
Right. Well, if you like modern country, and mixed in with a little bit of traditional country and sort of what is now termed Americana, which, just whisper it, back in the 50s it was called skiffle. But anyway, I'm not kidding though, what you term as Americana now was exactly what Dad was doing. But anyway, it's, you know, that is what you will get, plus a few laughs, as you've probably gathered. I don't take myself very seriously at all. What else can they expect? Yeah, really.
Where can people find you on social media if they want to know more about you?
If you want to find out about me, the main places to go are the website, which is peterdonegan.com, which is where you can find everything from gig dates to merchandise to, you know, and then where to stream the music. And social media, if you are Facebook inclined or Instagram inclined, which I know they're the same company, it's at Peter Donegan Official.
Fantastic. Right, tell us about what we're about to play for you then, Peter.
Right. The song which we're about to play is called Thank You, Texas, which is the one that I had a lovely time with last year. And that was written at the Buddy Holly Songwriting Retreat in Lubbock, Texas, with two wonderful Texans. There's a co-write. And one of them was actually Maddie Davis. She is a Texan, and she was on The Voice in the U.S. about 6 years ago. Great voice. And we wrote this at that retreat. It's very biographical. I was feeling very pro-Texas while I was there, and I was just, it had made me feel at home, and I was loving it. And then we performed it that night after we wrote it at Buddy Holly's old high school, Lubbock High.
Wow, fantastic. Go on then, be the DJ then. You can announce this yourself.
All right, everybody. Well, you're now about to listen to Thank You, Texas by myself, Peter Donegan.
Thank you, Texas, for bringing me home. Hearts are blessed here, ready to roam. So before I hit the road, let's lift our heads up and tilt our hats. Thank you, Texas. Austin, 9 p.m., 5 hours to go. Headlights dancing down the blackened road. I was killed by the southern wind and a blanket of stars. Lovers bound, wail on the Willie on the radio. Coming along and I'm raring to go. Oh, that's one hell of a band. Thank you, Texas, for bringing me home. Hearts are blessed here, ready to roll. So fills the sky. I can't believe my eyes. Thank you, Texas, bringing me home. Hearts are blessed here, ready to roll. So before I hit the road, lift our heads up into our Texas.
Texas. I'm home.